Chapter 3. A Mysterious Parcel. The morning after his arrival in New York, Bond woke up in his bedroom at the St. Regis. Dexter had given him plenty of information about Mr. Big. He was 45 years old, had been born in Haiti, and was half black and half French. The gangster had got his name because of his large size and because of the initials of his full name. Buonaparte Ignacy Gallia, B-I-G. After moving to America, he had various different jobs. Then he was forced to join the American Armed Forces during the Second World War. Because of his excellent French, he worked for the American Secret Service in France, where he worked closely with a Russian spy who was doing a similar job. After the war, he disappeared for 5 years, probably to Moscow. He returned to Harlem in 1950 and bought several nightclubs. The FBI suspected that he was working as a Russian spy, but they could never be totally sure. He soon became a man to fear. People who went against him were murdered or mysteriously disappeared, never to be seen again. Those who did not listen to his instructions had their homes burnt down or their families threatened. Naturally, all this helped to make Mr. Big a very powerful man. Very soon, he had large criminal organizations working for him, with his own spies everywhere. They were all ready at a moment's notice to report back to him what they had seen. Bond had questioned Dexter and Leiter very closely about Mr. Big's connections to Smersh. He was now almost certain that Mr. Big was a member. But the porters, the truck drivers, and all the other men who passed on information to him had no idea that they were giving it to a Russian spy. Fear of death and cruelty was enough to stop them asking questions.